The Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club honors truck drivers who have driven at least 1 million miles accident-free, celebrating over 20 years of rewarding safe drivers. We caught up with one of our drivers, Harry Siebold, while he was taking a break from the road to ask him about his safe driving. I want to congratulate you, Harry, on reaching this milestone. You are now part of an elite club of drivers who share a remarkable set of safety records and demonstrate superior driving skills. Welcome, Harry. How are you?
Pretty good.
Harry Siebold, tell us a little bit about Harry Siebold. How many years you've been driving a truck?
I've been driving for about 14 years now.
Yeah? And how did you first get interested in trucking? Do you remember that?
Yes, I'm a fourth-generation driver, so my father worked for Anchor Motor Freight in Baltimore, Maryland. I used to watch him drive trucks when I was little, and I've always been interested in doing it. I've always wanted to drive.
Yeah. Who do you run for? Who are you leased onto?
I work for a subcontractor for Matheson Tri-Gas. We're a specialty gas corporation.
Right, right. What kind of truck do you drive? Tell us about the truck you drive, and where do you run?
We run all late model Mack trucks, and right now I'm doing a regional route, mostly a five-state area.
Yeah.
We have hundreds of customers in that area that I serve. So
yeah. When we talk about a million safe miles, most drivers will have a little bit of advice. Harry, what is your advice for other drivers? I guess, what's your personal safety philosophy you drive by?
I'd have to say it'd be patience and professionalism. And I think both will be tested when you're out there on the road daily, if not weekly. You got to have a lot of patience to be out there. It's difficult to maintain both at all times, but I would highly recommend in doing so.
Yeah. We know that, in fact, I've talked to drivers over the years, a million milers and multi-million milers. And outside of avoiding accidents, is it your philosophy, too, that a safe driver also treats their equipment with more respect? You want to make sure that you're doing all your preventive maintenance and kind of getting more out of maybe that engine, more miles until you have an overhaul, or maybe you have fewer mechanical problems in general because of that kind of respect for the equipment. Is that right?
Absolutely. I think taking care of your truck is definitely something you want to do if you want to keep rolling on that road and rolling out there safely.
Yeah. For other drivers who want to emulate your success, what would you tell them? For some of the younger drivers out there, especially, Harry, what advice would you give them?
I guess I'd say treat every moment that you're in that truck seriously and stay sharp and aware at all times. It's real important.
Yeah. What do you do to keep busy when you're not on the road?
Well, I like to golf and watch movies and spend time with the wife and dog and just kind of enjoy the quiet time.
Yeah, yeah. This is terrific. We know that you use Chevron Dello, and what is it that that you like about the Dello? Well, why is that your preferred brand?
Well, for years I put a lot of miles on the road on more than a couple trucks, and Chevron Dello has performed for me time and time again in all weather conditions and road conditions and steep grades and desert passes, you name it. I've been all over the place, and I can tell you it performs, and it performs well.
Well, Harry, listen, we appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today and share your experience. I have so much respect for the million milers out there. They make the industry look great, but more importantly, they keep the roads safe. And we congratulate you on your success and being a part of the Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club. And we want to thank our friends, in fact, that sponsor this year's Million Mile Club, Chevron Dello, Trucker Buddy, Catscale, Motel 6, and Petro Stopping Centers. For folks who want to learn more about the Red Eye Radio Million Mile Club, they can visit the website, redeyeradioshow.com. Harry Siebold, congratulations once again, and thanks for being on Red Eye Radio.
Thank you.